Hi, my name is Ollie, and this is Show Rats. This podcast is about going to concerts, reviewing them, taking recordings, and talking about my overall experience. Over the course, I'll be playing drums and eventually hoping to put on my own show. Today, I'm with my youth radio coordinator, Asia Essex.
Hi, everybody. It's wonderful to be here for your first episode, Ollie.
Today, we're reviewing Grand Falloon 2023.
Whoa! Whoa! Do you see the signs? Like, oh my God, just wait.
The downfall of insanity.
Ollie, was this your first Grand Falloon?
No, this wasn't my first Grand Falloon. Last year, I went to see Car Seat Headrest and Japanese Breakfast.
Do you know what the Grand Falloon usually is?
Yeah, Grand Falloon is a festival to celebrate Kurt Vonnegut and his books.
Yes, it's kind of in the spirit of his books. Kurt Vonnegut was a famous author from Indiana. He had kind of a very cynical point of view on mankind. And this year, the theme was based off of his book, Player Piano. And the theme was The Man and the Machine. And it's kind of also a Bloomington community get together. It's kind of evolved and grown into like what I've been jokingly calling Bloomington's South by Southwest. Just an excuse for there to be like lots of different events going on in town, music centric, art centric. There's no tech at Grand Falloon, really. I mean, there's some tech. I think you interviewed a antiquated technology person mm-hmm. at the table. They were doing typewriters, right?
Yeah, they had typewriters out and they were having people over and doing creative writing.
So, Ollie, who did you see at this year's Grand Falloon?
I saw the band Michelle and the Flaming Lips. I actually knew nothing about them. Well, I actually looked up the Flaming Lips before because they were the headlining band. I looked at their Wikipedia page before because I wanted to know a little bit about who I was seeing. And I was kind of confused because multiple bands came up.
Wait, multiple bands for the Flaming Lips came up?
Well, I got it confused with Flaming Hot Cheetos, so I looked up something different.
There's also a movie called Flaming Ears, which I kept calling the Flaming Lips, the Flaming Ears, mm-hmm. all during the festival. Had your parents or guardians or any like older people in your life, were they fans of the Flaming Lips?
No, I didn't know anyone. I asked another person if they knew who the Flaming Lips were, and they didn't.
They did not know. So you had never heard the song, like, Do You Realize?
No.
Not to show my age too much. The Flaming Lips were, like, really big when I was in high school. Mm-hmm. And that song in particular, I was a big fan of the Flaming Lips in high school and into college. That song in particular would show up in commercials a lot. It was easy to advertise. I specifically remember it being in like there's a TV station called VH1 or a cable channel called VH1. And they would use it as kind of like a watch our station. And they would play the Flaming Lips, like, Do You Realize? Mm-hmm. over it. I like the Flaming Lips because the Flaming Lips in this album came out in 2002. I was in middle school when this album came out, but it kind of had like a lot of staying power through high school. And this album in particular and this band in particular have this, they're pretty pro-positivity, like they're anti-cynical. Like I'm sure you saw Wayne, the lead singer on stage, he was talking about like, you know, making sure everyone was cheering and stuff Definitely. Like that, you know, and giving love and saying, I love you and stuff. In 2002, the country was in a pretty rough place for a bunch of different reasons. And I think kind of the way music went was a few different directions, but the binary directions kind of ended up being like, really like, you know, like new metal and really aggressive stuff. And then there were the people who were making like very overtly like positive stuff to like maybe uplift people's spirits a little bit. I think a lot of that stuff since then it's kind of looked down on for a while because people would call it, what was, there's a word called twee. It was considered like hipster music or like neo hippie music. I liked it because I like themed bands and I liked robots and I was into Daft Punk and stuff in high school. And so the fact that there was this album called, you know, Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots, and it had this, you know, kind of opera-esque narrative to it and like fun sound effects and like, you know, fun lyrics and stuff. It was fun. So that's kind of my history with the Flaming Lips. But I don't really have any history with the other person that we both saw,
Michelle.
To my knowledge, Michelle was a late add. They weren't supposed to be the second bands of the night. The first two bands ended up kind of canceling. Bless filled in for Arrested Development. And Michelle, I forget who they were filling in for. Yeah, you just didn't know anything. If you know anything about the Flaming Lips, you probably didn't know anything about Michelle, right?
No, I think Michelle started in 2018, that I've never heard of them before. Michelle's an indie group. When I was listening to them, I thought, oh my gosh, this is so fun. I think they're a band that kind of lifted spirits as I was watching them. They were really good with the crowd. They were talking to the crowd. I had fun. I was there with Rue, and we had a lot of fun. We were talking, we were recording, and we were saying, like, oh my gosh, they're so good. I think we might even have videos of saying that we're having fun.
Well, let's listen to a little bit of Michelle. Yeah, they're kind of like, because they're like a four-person like group with like a backing band. They're kind of like a early Destiny's Child, like all-female R&B group.
Yeah, there were four lead singers, and there were two other guys in the back, one who played bass and one who played drums. And those two did a really cool solos together. It was Julian and Charlie. Julian was the bassist, I think, and Charlie was the drummer.
I liked how tight the band was. Like, I don't know. I just enjoyed all the musicianship from the band. I enjoyed all four of the singers. I like the fact that it was choreographed. The reason I enjoyed Michelle is because it's kind of a breath of fresh air. I've lived in Bloomington for a super long time, and the town kind of leans a little bit towards rock music quite a bit. And there's nothing wrong with that. Obviously, I love rock music. But it's like rare to see like pop groups in Bloomington. Like it's rare to see, like if there's pop, it's usually like pop rock or like pop punk or something like that. It was nice just to see like a straight up like R&B pop all female quartet where there was some choreography and some crowd work and stuff. Did you enjoy like all the crowd work and stuff they were doing?
Yeah, it was really fun. They said that they came from New York, and I thought I could really see that just because I thought they were good with the crowd. Like, come on, guys, sing.
Yeah, they were trying to get people to sing along with them, which I thought was fun.
Yeah.
Do you want to listen to, should we play another song by Michelle?
Yeah. The last song was Fool for You. And
then what we're going to listen to now
is Sunrise. Get the key on.
I would say they have a good groove to them. I was kind of like nodding my head and swaying back and forth and having like a nice time. I do remember one part of the show where they were like, the puppet that's walking around is freaking me out.
Yes.
And everyone from the crowd was just like, I think she thought it was like a big baby. Uh-huh. Like I remember her saying something like that, and everyone was like, it's Kurt Vonnegut.
We took a picture with it.
You did take a picture with the big Kurt Vonnegut puppet?
Yeah.
I do have lots of pictures. I have a picture of me kissing its hand.
Oh my gosh.
All right. So I'll help you break this up. So what would you give, what's your rating system for rating each of the groups that you saw? You want to just do it out of like five microphones?
Yeah, five microphones.
All right, we're doing it out of five microphones. All right, so how many microphones would you give Michelle?
I'll give Michelle four microphones only because I thought the crowd could have been like a lot more energetic. I thought Michelle, they were so good. They were definitely trying to work up the crowd more. But I feel like the crowd was more waiting for the Flaming Lips. And But Michelle did such a good job working them, and they were such a good group. But if the crowd was more fun, I thought it could be so much fun. And maybe the time of day, if they went a bit later, then the lights could be so much fun.
Yeah.
But they're such a good group. I had so much fun there.
So you said you didn't know anything about the Flaming Lips, like, at all.
Yeah.
What you should probably know is that everyone in town was, like, very excited about this. I would say it was probably, like, a pretty big deal. So, like, you didn't know that you were probably getting into, like, what was a full concert with, like, special effects and, like, stage work and stuff like that? Or did you kind of suspect that was going to happen?
Well, the same thing happened last year at Car Seat Headrest and Japanese Breakfast. I was like, oh, my gosh, it's a free concert. So I went, and then there were so many more people than I expected. So this year I was kind of like, oh, I bet Grenfell's going to be pretty big. But again, I didn't know the Flaming Lips. I knew Car Seat Headrest. I didn't know Japanese Breakfast. I figured there were going to be some lights, but I was not expecting pink robots that were going to blow up. And there was a big rainbow that blew up during the song. I think it was Do You Realize?
That is probably their biggest song. I enjoyed all the special effects, but like that song in particular, when they start singing, and like they kind of, you can tell, know how important that song is to a lot of people in the crowd. I got like a little emotional listening to it. There's a part of me that kind of wants to be cynical and like, all right, they got to play the big hit song, but watching it and like being there live and like seeing all the people, and also the crowd was like really good. Like I remember the crowd had like a lot of good energy. Was the crowd good where you were?
Oh, it was definitely. We didn't pay for tickets, so we were back behind the gate, but we actually walked all the way up to the front, right where the gate was, and we actually weren't that far back. The balloon was passed around a couple times. There was a big balloon filled with confetti.
Yeah, let's talk about the balloon. So what people may not know if you weren't at the show, we're kind of only scratching the surface. There were giant pink robots that would inflate like 3 or 4 times during the show, and there would be stage people like moving them around. Mm-hmm. So it looked like they were like marching around. At one point, they brought up like a giant disco ball.
Yeah.
Which I was on the side of the stage, and it apparently was really heavy. It took 2 people to carry up, and the guy who was carrying it almost fell with the disco ball.
I had no idea.
It was like crazy to watch. But in the middle of the show, during like, I think it started during one of the instrumentals, they started inflating, and I was on the side. So I was on the side of the stage in the VIP section.
Up on the roof.
I was up on the roof, but then also if you went down from the roof, you got to like be on the side of the stage. And it was really cool for a few reasons. One, because you get to see all the stage people do their stuff, which is like my favorite part of shows. Like I actually don't care about the illusion. I actually like to see the people behind the stage, like moving stuff around and doing cool stuff. And like, as a musician, it's kind of fun to watch stage people do stuff. And I like theater. They had cannons that shot out confetti.
Yeah.
With, they were filled with pink robots. They were little pink robots cutouts. I was near the front. And what I got to see was they shot out these confetti cannons, and some of them would hit the tree.
We saw them get stuck.
Yeah, and I guarantee to this very day, there's probably still some pink robots stuck in the trees.
I bet.
In addition to all the cannon confetti, there were these giant balloons that they were bouncing around like beach balls. Mm-hmm. And when they popped, they were full of confetti. Did the balloons make it back to you?
Yes, one popped on me and Rue. But I actually took one home, a popped one. I have a, like, I took home kind of a keepsake. I have a yellow one. We had to kind of yell for them to pass the balloons back.
Yeah, you guys were pretty far back. I remember people had to, like, make an effort to get them back there.
Yeah. But I think we got kind of the best spots we could have to see, because we could definitely see the show. But the balloons, they were so much fun. Someone next to us, they grabbed the balloon and they ripped it down so they could try to pop it. And I think their goal was for it to pop on them. But Rue and I got trapped under the balloon and it popped on us during one of the songs.
My little keepsake is that I took the pink robot confetti home. Mm-hmm. I like put it in a book, so it's in one of my books somewhere. I wasn't expecting the amount of confetti they were spraying on the crowd. Yeah. They did it like 6 or 7 times during the show. That was the only thing I was sad about the people who were further in the back, was that they had to miss all the confetti getting sprayed over everybody.
Yeah. I am glad that they passed the balloon back, because I know I saw a balloon get passed all the way back a couple times.
The other thing I wanted to ask you about the show in particular was that because they had lyrics on the screen behind them, so I guess we should describe what the stage looks like. In addition to like these giant pink robots that would inflate, and you know, a disco ball they'd bring out and a rainbow and stuff, it was kind of like this cage that had like an LED monitor behind them, and it would put up all the lyrics to the songs, because I think they wanted people to be able to sing along. Even though I love the Flaming Lips, I actually don't know like all the lyrics to like all their songs. But I found myself like kind of trying to sing along because the lyrics were up on the screen and I kind of knew the melodies.
Yeah.
Did you find yourself like kind of trying to sing along to songs that you didn't know?
I found myself more kind of just screaming like, woohoo! But I think during the Yoshime Battles, the Pink Robots Part 1, I definitely sang along during that because it was super catchy.
I think that's like, it's not the opening song. They actually did open with their opening song, which was Fight Test, which you can play for us in a second. But that was the first time like the robots had like gotten inflated during the show. Mm-hmm. Where did people freak out when they started inflating the robots?
Yeah, it was really cool. I even took a video. A lot of people got their phones out and they were taking videos because they're like, what is happening?
I liked did you like the design of the pink robots?
Yeah, I thought it was super fun. There was a guy next to me. We were talking. He just started talking to me about the pink robots. He was like, oh no, we can't get up. I thought it was funny. I thought the crowd was really nice. The guy that actually started talking to me, he let another person I was there with, she's a lot younger, get in the front of the gate so she could see. I thought that was pretty sweet.
I had a funny little interactive action during the show where there's a person next to me, and I didn't realize that they were going to do a cover of Madonna's Borderline, which I love that song. I love Madonna, at least most Madonna songs. And so like I found myself like shouting, screaming the lyrics to that song. And then there was just this guy next to me who like tapped my shoulder like, hey, wait for this part, wait for this part. Mm-hmm. And then he just like put his hands up in the air and then just started screaming the lyrics to Borderline. I don't know. I just thought that was a lot of fun. Like I said, I thought the crowd was pretty warm-hearted.
Yeah.
How would you rate the crowd at this show?
I thought this crowd was really fun. Someone behind me said, you can scream however loud you want. And then I was like, yeah, you're right. So I just started screaming. Every time I must write something, I just want to write it 5. But
I mean, if it's a five out of five microphone crowd, that's the honest truth.
Yeah, I think whenever Wayne was saying that some people came to the show because they were like sad, and that the energy around the crowd was like making them having a good time, it just kind of like pointed out to me that the crowd was like having fun in that.
Yeah, I really appreciated that little aside when he did it, because I didn't really know what he was going to say. And I was like, if someone's having like a hard time, like it's like sometimes it's better than be alone. But I actually did appreciate saying like, you know, someone in the crowd is going through like a really hard time and like they chose to like try their best and like be here. And I was like, you know, there is actually something really beautiful to that. Because sometimes it's hard to just get yourself out of your house and like out of yourself. It was really illustrative of what the like ethos of the band is, which is just like positivity in a way that actually feels warm and not disingenuine.
Yeah.
We should play Fight Test, because I had no idea they were going to do a full 20th anniversary thing of Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots. So it was like a nice little pleasant surprise that I was like, oh, okay, I think that's what we're about to get.
My favorite was probably when the balloon either popped, or I think the ending was so much fun.
What particularly about like the ending? Oh, when they brought out the big F yeah Grand Falloon balloons.
Yeah, I thought that was nice, because in the beginning we were like, what does that big balloon say? Because we saw it. But I thought that was so much fun because there were so many like balloons going, and there was like a big stream of the paper confetti. I think they were little robots.
Or yeah, there were little robots inside.
There's that going, and it was just fun. There was like loud music. I liked that. And I think that was probably super fun. He also went in a ball, like a bubble for a little
bit. Yeah, I actually know a little bit about that. So the Flaming Lips were one of the first major bands to perform during the pandemic, but they wanted to be responsible about it. And so they actually, it was a small crowd, but everyone who came to the show got their own bubble.
Oh.
And so they all got to be in it. You can actually watch that show. It's called the Bubble Concert or something like that. You can like watch that whole thing. And so I think they brought it back out as kind of like, it's a cool image to see someone just like in a bubble. I liked how it moved, so he had to kind of adjust it so it didn't roll while he was in it. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
My favorite part of the show, I mean, I said it up top, and so you know, actually it's not Do You Realize, although that was the part that made me the most emotional. I loved the instrumental breaks with just the balloons bouncing around.
That was so much fun.
Yeah, I believe I just turned to one of my friends and said like, I love an activity. So it was, I don't know, it's, I do get, I've never been to like Bonnaroo or, you know, Pitchfork, like any sort of like summer music festivals, but I do like the idea of like, you know, passing like a beach ball around or something like that. It's a lot of fun.
I like the balloons too, because I think that was the time where we like yelled the loudest, because it felt like the balloon was missing right where I was, because we were yelling, come here. We were just yelling. I was jumping, putting my arms up, and I don't know, it's just fun to take in that moment, because I don't know, just like, when was the last time where I was like jumping, putting my arms up, like, come on, bring the balloon here. I don't know, I thought it was fun.
So do you think you would go back to Grand Falloon next year if you just wandered onto it?
I definitely think so.
Who do you think they should bring? Like, what's a big band do you think they should bring for Grand Falloon next year?
I don't know. I want to see The Cure.
You want to see The Cure? The Cure would be a great Grand Falloon band. You get all the old goths to come out.
Yeah.
All right. You heard it. Arts and Humanities Council. Oh, please bring The Cure.
Yeah.
Bring Robert Smith and The Cure Bloomington. It can only be a night show, though. Yeah, I mean, it's a good idea.
At night, the cool lights.
You should do your rating for what you give the whole Grand, what you give the Flaming Lips, and then what you give the whole Grand Falloon concert. So out of 5 microphones, what do you give the Flaming Lips?
I'll give the Flaming Lips 5 microphones. And I think I'll change my rating for Michelle, 5 microphones, because I don't think the crowd was...
So 5 out of 5 microphones for Michelle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And 5 out of 5 for the whole Grand Falloon.
Wow, so a perfect 5 out of 5 microphone score.
Actually, I might do 4 out of 5.
Because, ooh, let's hear it.
Because it was so hot.
I know. It's unfortunately they can't control the weather, but it was quite hot.
Yeah, it was hot, but they did such a good job with the water refilling stations. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was definitely helpful. They had really good water reminders on stage in between the shows. They're like, make sure to drink water. I thought that was definitely a good reminder to remember to keep people hydrated. I think that was pretty much the only thing that made me maybe even 4.5. There's definitely my ankles, my feet got tired. I took my shoes off during kind of the last few parts of the Flaming Lips because my feet hurt so bad.
Understandable. Well, you heard it, everybody. 4.5 out of 5 microphones for the so like 4 microphones and a, you know, and a cable, or you know, 4 microphones and a mic stand.
Yep.
Not the full setup, but well, thank you for having me on your first episode.
Thank you so much for joining me, and I will see you next time.